morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary change and jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the first question on your mind. And the number that you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines in a few minutes after the first break. Tomorrow, June 21st, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, we have the Pathways, Creating Pathways to Empower Yourself. It's one of the free teleclasses that I was talking about that I was going to be doing throughout the year. And you can join in. All you have to do is email my lovely assistant, Wendy, at union1111@yahoo.com and tell her that you want to join. And if you're not available that day, you can listen to the rebroadcast. And so we're going to talk about what's happening, the energy shifts that are happening that everybody's feeling. I'm seeing this big demarcation line between June and July, so a lot of people are feeling this shift. And so how do you handle the shift with what I call more grace and ease instead of kicking and screaming? So, and we will end the show with attunements that allow you to be able to hold your core energy, your core strength, and be grounded during this time of rebirth, and so because it really literally is rebirth. So that's the free teleclass this month. Everyone's welcome to join. And again, if you're busy, you can get the callback number and callback information on by emailing Wendy. We also have the money readings, the gold coin readings. These are very popular. They're only $40, and they're changing people's life. And the story of it is the full story. If you go on my website, go to the left side, there's Carrie's message. And I wrote my newsletter on this gold coin reading experience that I had. And it was really pretty amazing because my guides encouraged me to energetically throw a gold coin in people's energy fields and see how they would react. And to be honest, I was very surprised that 99.99% of the people refused the money, which was when I threw it into their energy field, I was watching their automatic reaction, their reaction on how they would receive money. And that also means opportunities, but money in particular. And so when I was in meditation discussing with my guides, first of all, coming up with that idea, and second of all, how 99% of them refused it, they were really emphasizing to me that we are going through a process in our evolution that we are piercing through the collective unconscious, subconscious patterns. And so, and they affect each and every single one of us. So you can think that you have your own karma, your own programming through the parents, your lineage. You wrote the script of what you were going to come in with, whether you're going to be a boy, a girl, a rich, poor, whether you're going to have challenges. And so the more we take accountability, responsibility with that, we start directing our life force. And with more grace and ease and much more empowered. And I've had many people say, Carrie, I've been doing affirmations, I listened to The Secret, or I got this book and this book and that book on how to create wealth, and I'm still not doing it. And so what they explained is that we still can have our energy very much tied up into the collective unconscious, subconscious patterns. And you could even consider that as part of the veil. Everyone talks about the veil that separates us from seeing our guides and angels, from connecting to our higher self or seeing God force, whatever you want to call it. But this veil is definitely part of it's two layers. And part of it is the first layer is our own stories and our own programming. And when you start piercing and breaking that down, then you will hit upon the collective unconscious, subconscious. So the bottom line is when you have and know why, the who's, what's, where's, why's, you're blocked. Some people have a lot of vows of poverty that they've even taken in past lives. Some people think money is the root of all evil and you can't be nice and spiritual and still have money. Other people say money means I'm vulnerable or money means I'll get hurt, or it's just amazing to me. Every single time I do a reading, I get so excited because I'm almost like a kid in a candy shop. Just, I love to study energy. I love to study energy patterns. We are unique beings, and it's just so interesting what we, all the information that we can contain in our energy field, and something that we really thought we worked on, we could still have residual energy. So you get the who, what, where's, why's, and then you also, while we're doing the session, we're also clearing it, giving you a clean slate, creating literal new pathways for you to receive more money. So you get the CD, you get the unique attunement for you, and then I encourage you to do those unique exercises for 60 days, because what that does is we lay down a new pathway, and we clear the blocks out, the hooks out, the cords out, all those things. And then by you continuing to do it for 60 days, you're taking accountability and responsibility to say, hey, I'm stepping up and releasing this. And so the results have been miraculous. People have had gotten jobs that they always wanted 2 or 3 days after the session. So I'm really excited to be offering those. Those are the gold coin readings. You can get the information on the events and services on the website. And they are, again, fascinating. You don't have to sign up for an appointment with those. And because they're popular, it might take 3 weeks to get your result back. But I always like to remind people, as soon as you give the intention out, as soon as you sign up for something, the energy starts opening, because every time I'm working on my group of gold coin readings, I'm sending out energy to start clearing everybody's energy tubes that signed up for it. So you get the healing immediately. So that is that, the gold coin readings that are available. We also have the free teleclass that's opening your hearts to create heaven on earth now. And that's, I did that on May 10th, and that was very popular. People really liked the attunements with it. And with the attunements, you could click through the information if you've heard it before and just get to the attunements, which is energy exercises. I always talk about doing energy exercises. I talk about and comparing it to taking a bath and brushing your teeth and taking a shower, how important they are. So you can click through and get the end of that, and so you could, it's your way of taking your energetic shower daily. So those are very popular, and the call-in number and the PIN number is on the website, and that is the one that we did on May 10th, and it is opening the hearts to create heaven on earth now. And I particularly, during that session, worked on opening up the heart chakra, and tomorrow is going to be a little bit different because I just listened to my guidance. So that one is going right down to the heart, because I literally see a vortex in all of our hearts, that our physical hearts that open us. It's like a shortcut to heaven, let's say, and I'm doing heaven in air quotes, because all around us, right in front of your nose, is our multidimensional self, and we can have heaven and we can have air quote hellish situations, which is feeling separate, which is feeling duality. And so it's all around, the 3 feet around us, we have all our information. So the more we have clearer symmetry in an energy, the more we have symmetrical patterns and get rid of our blocks, the more we just have more flow in our life. We also have the mini Lightstream Live gatherings, which are usually on a Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they're booked all the way through December. So the next one is this Friday, June 24th from 6 to 9. You can sign up via telephone or in person, and that's every single person gets a reading. A lot of people like the gathering because they, instead of a private reading, they get information. They could go with friends or family members, and they like to get the information from the other people. They learn something by another person's reading. Anybody on the telephone, I tend to do those people first, so they don't have to hang on the phone for 3 hours if they don't want to. Some people choose to because, again, they get information. So those are the mini Lightstream Lives. The next one is this Friday. You can sign up for it, and it is limited to 10 people. And then it is, again, we have dates until the end of December. We also have the gathering booked out through the end of December. And the next one is Friday, July 1st. That's going to be up here before you know it. And that is from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we gather. And it's usually the first Friday of the month. And this is, again, where we gather. And a lot of people do this via phone. And we are connected and energetically. And I talk about the energy influences that are happening. Everyone gets a mini reading about how the influences are affecting them. And then we do some healing, attunements, and cleansing. And really, those are really good. People really like those. So you can join those up. And the more you join, if you join up the whole, all the classes to the rest of the year, you get a discount on the price. And speaking of that, if you're not available during those times, again, people get MP3s of the gathering in particular, not as many Lightstream Lives. People, they get a writing thing of it, but with the MP3s, they absolutely get an MP3 or the CD of the class. So if you are busy, you can hear it, and I can read you energetically and have it on the information that you're getting. So all you have to do is say Susie from Ohio, and I will be reading Susie from Ohio's energy, and you could listen to how you are holding your energy core during these times of shift and change. So that is called the gatherings, and those, again, are very popular too. So we got a lot of stuff going on through the whole year. Before you know it, it's going to be July, and we'll have our new special offer. So that's what's happening. And we, again, the creating the pathways to empowerment yourself, the free teleclass tomorrow, you still have time to sign up for that. and your it's available for everybody. And again, if you can't be there on 7, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, I do ask you to not clog up the phone or sign up if you know you're not going to be there, because there is a limited amount of space. And so if you know that it's easier for you, if you're going to be at work and you live on the East West Coast and that you possibly can't make it, you can get the call back number as early as that evening or the next day. So please don't take a phone line when somebody can be live and taking it. So I do request that, have that one request. If you absolutely know you're not going to be able to make it, give that line to somebody else, and you could get the information when you get home or early that next morning. So, again, that is tomorrow. This is the, I can't believe it's already the middle of June. It's June is just buzzing by. And this is a real important month to really stay balanced. I've talked about this many times, that in the beginning of January, I saw this whole theme of this year is creating heaven on earth now, and now is in great big capital letters. And the first from January to June was a real emphasis on us clearing up our, getting a good foundation, getting into good habits, getting into good energetic core strength, so we can be able to be grounded and go through this birthing process and really understand that it's a birthing process. So those techniques and help is all there. We're going to our first break and open those phone lines. So give us a call right now. You listen to The Carol O'Connor Show.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm here with you, Carol O'Connor, to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
All right, sounds like a good plan. And we have Debbie now calling in from Bellevue, and it looks like she called back in January and called the show, asked for a little bit of advice from you on the Carrie O'Connor Show, and lo and behold, something happened the very next day. Let's bring on Debbie for the details. Debbie, welcome to the show. What happened?
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I called you in January, actually it was my second time, and everything you told me last fall happened, and then I called in January because I was feeling something awkward energetically in my job, and I couldn't put my finger on it. You gave me some information. You said I would receive a bonus or two, and that I also, go through some sort of personal growth experience, and they both occurred the very next day.
Wow, good
both.
For you.
Both bonuses the very next day. I wasn't at work for a half hour before I was sat down, and this information was given to me.
Excellent.
And the personal growth was regarding my own soul searching, but it was regarding speaking up for money. And also the job did terminate. And energetically, I kept feeling for some reason in January, I didn't trust the job and I couldn't put my finger on why. And the job relocated itself thousands of miles away. So that is now dissolved as of this past Friday. So I'm calling in because it's been 6 months, and I'm calling in to ask what you might be seeing in the way of employment for me.
Okay. Are you purposely taking June, July off?
Absolutely, I am, purposely.
Okay, because I'm seeing you going, like, sliding downhill, and that's always a good symbol of mine. Sometimes when people hear the word downhill, they're like, oh, no, but it's everything's opposite. And downhill's a very good sign, and especially when I see the symbol of somebody going, imagine children going on a sled. I live on the East Coast, and so when we have sled time and hill time and going downhill and saying we, that's a really good symbol of mine, meaning that there's a sense of groundedness, play, excitement, and especially when I see the stamp that looks over in the right side of your energy field, this is long overdue. So this is a part of your own personal growth, and besides speaking up for money, it's inviting in play and balance and having that balance of play and work and play, and it really has to do with worthy issues, too, that you're worthy with it. And then when I see July, in the very beginning of August, I see a great big star as far as the appointment, but it seems like you hear about it before August, but you're able to say either the business doesn't start until August, or they don't start hiring until August, or something along those lines, because there does seem to be a couple of week delay, but it goes right along with your plan of taking time, of relaxing, of, again, playing and having that kind of balance thing. And then you slide right in. It looks like a symbolic slipper from Cinderella. And whenever I see that symbol of somebody sliding in the slipper and it turns gold and silver, that's my symbol of entitlement, money, groundedness, and like wishes come true. That's dreams and desires. And the easier it slides in, the easier the transition is. And so that's the colors of the slipper is very important, because I've seen people slip into raggedy old shoes and holy shoes and shoes that have like all these points on them and prickers. And so that means going into a restricted area. Or feeling restricted and tied down. When I see that, again, silver and gold, it's like recognizing self-worth and, again, having the energetic flexibility to go with the flow. So that looks like that's opening up in the second two and a half weeks into July to the third week of July. And, again, it seems like a sealed deal, like you're absolutely directed. Do you already know where you're going? And it's like there is literally a time, because I'm watching your energy and you're pointing into a certain direction. Do you know where you'd like to go to, employment-wise?
Geographically or
just career? Either where? What would you like to do?
What I prefer to be doing is working more directly in child safety, and what I've been doing is child care.
Okay. Because what I'm looking at is this arrow going over your head, and that's, again, going to the thing that long overdue. So if you've been wanting to work in child safety and you've been working in child care and there's the overdue thing, it's that you're going to be in the overt child safety position. And it does seem like either federal funding or something along those lines of they either are getting the new program, enhancing the program as far as child safety, that does have a time thing, because they keep on looking at this watch or clock, and that's my symbol of outside time that has nothing to do with you. So now it's time to play, to keep your ears open, to enjoy yourself. And it does look like you get into child safety. And that it goes back to the slipper, because the slipper means going into something that you desire. And that goes back to long overdue. Goes back to when I look at your third chakra, it looks like a great big sun. Whenever I see the sun in the third chakra is all related to self-worth, self-esteem, and really energetically it allows us to put our shoulders back, which illuminates our heart energy, and all of our heart's desires are like encoded in that energy. So that's a very good shift for you. So have fun, play, be able to balance yourself. And I do see you getting into the arrow of your head means that you're already directing your energy into the position of child safety, and that things will start coming to you very synchronistically and kind of land on your lap, and that you slide right into the job. So you'll have a nice summer, okay?
Yes. Thank you so very much,
You're
Carrie.
Welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day there, Debbie.
You do the same. Bless you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Thanks, Debbie, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Now we'll now head off to Tony. He's calling in from Twin Cities. It's just outside Seattle, Washington, pretty much on the other side of the mountains there on the old Cascades, so it's not too far away. He's been going through some divorce issues. Things have pretty much quieted down since the whole proceedings and all that, but he just wants to maybe get a little guidance on what's after. So, Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon and good morning. Just I'm going through the divorce still, but things are sort of mellowing out. This is great. Mm-hmm. Had a nice young lady I met I actually knew 30 years ago. She's guided me. I've been a great kind of help to me. Mm-hmm. But now I'm on my own again, so I'd like to know where and what I should look for from now.
Okay. All right. Do you definitely have a date that everything's signed, sealed, and delivered at the end of July?
At the end of July, yes.
Okay. All right, because I'm seeing everything sealed. And then it's always interesting to me, Tony, because then when I see a seal or a book ending and it says the end on it, and then you're getting hand this white puffy book that looks like a wedding photo album, and it's really puffy, and that's my symbol, especially when it goes right into your heart energy, your heart chakra, in the position of what I call the human-to-human experience. It's all about you, especially from now to July, balancing the right side and left side of your energy, and getting into this posture of giving and receiving, really clearing out the that when we're married, we create energetic cords with individuals. And some of those cords, when they're infinity eights and they have balance and symmetry, that's like a nice kind of information tube going back and forth. A lot of times in divorce, we have twisted cords that have all these arrows and all this other stuff, and like they look like prickers or just sharpness in it and hooks. And so at this process, you're clearing out any of those old cords and being able to create those balance cords, which you have more balance cords than you have old cords, which is really good. And then the book has a very gold kind of energy. It looks like this gold lining coming around the side, and that to me means really sensing like there was some marriages, it's the end of a contract, and it's like part of us wrote this when we came in to meet that we were going to be with this person for so long, we were there to grow, and then it's the end of it. And so that's what I'm watching you really come to terms with it. As far as meeting somebody, so you're still seeing this person or not? This young lady.
We sort of ended on a very down note. She helped me through everything I went through. I bless her and bless you. You've got in your own self.
Yeah.
I would like to see her, but I don't think it's in the cards from what I left her with, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing a totally closed book with that. Whenever I see a closed door, that means done. But the door looks like it's, you know, I'd say 20% percent open. So that means to be unfinished business that could be happening with that woman, but it feels like it's more towards September, October. So I wouldn't be holding my breath for her by any means, because we don't want that. You're looking for a complimentary relationship, but there seems to be like the unfinished business with her in particular that's coming up to be finished. And so it could even be words that were said at that time that that we're on shaky grounds because I see you on the seesaw trying to create balance on your life, and now you're in a much more balanced position. So it's already great because I'm watching your energy as you're speaking, Tony, that you're already recognizing that she came into your life. Some people come in as a bridger. They re-enter our life. They bridge us when we're going through one transition to another, and that's part of their job. And I hear these stories all the time. I had it happen to me when I was going through a divorce. A guy I used to see 30 years ago came into my life. He was going through a divorce, too. And at first, part of us is like, oh, my gosh, it's meant to be that we're together. But it was a transition period, right? And so that's what I'm seeing with you guys. It's not a closed book as far as with her. There's still some information to be given to each other. She's got this fiery red hair right now. And it's not like physical red hair, but there's like jetty. Actually, my throat gets all caught up when I get into her energy. It's like kind of like anger issues right now. And then when it gets to the end of the summer, I see this blue energy coming around her, which cools out her fire and rage or even her sense of her issues of betrayal, not about you, but just her own thing of betrayal. So, and then there could be some sort of closure. But bottom line, when I get into the energy of September, October, I do see you're going to get into bottom line, you're going to meet somebody, things are going to go fast, it's a complimentary relationship, and that it's a complimentary relationships can go very fast. It's like a soul connection that you feel so familiar with this individual, and things, again, could happen very fast, appear very fast. But on an energetic level, you guys have been communicating and connecting for a long time, so that's why in the 3D level it could seem to be very fast, but on an energetic level it's not really fast at all. So that's what I'm watching happening with you and for you, and so that's a very good thing. So it's all about new beginnings, and that biggest symbol of mine is that wedding book. That's a really important one. It's really taking in and rebirthing Tony, and it's in a much more balanced place of the giving and receiving energy. So it's really, really, it's a good symbol. And it's, think of it as putting in new pictures for yourself of how you want a balanced life that's much more balanced. And so that's a good thing. So prepare to bring in those pictures that are colorful, and those are life activities that are exciting, that are fun, and really feeling like you're directing your life force in a much more non-restrictive way. So that's a good thing. Alrighty, Tony?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. You have a great day. And I hear my cue of music, so we're going to be going to a break here. And you're listening to The Kara O'Connor Show with open phone lines. We'll be back with your calls in a few minutes.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're here to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, let's go to those.
Yep, sounds like a plan. We have Lynn now calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She's in the process of ending some volunteer work, but for what reasons? Well, I'll have her explain all that. But she's looking for a little guidance around it, too. So, Lynn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's exactly going on?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I've been volunteering with a woman within the school district. She's been teaching violin. I've been volunteering with her, working with her, and she's been giving me private lessons, and then it encouraged me to take some private students. Mm-hmm. But I feel my son is now moving on to junior high and graduating, and I feel it's now time for me to graduate from my relationship with her to one that's more balanced and healthy. And so I'm just, there's kind of a lot of energy that's similar to another time when I left a job where I felt that there was so much that everybody was unhappy or uncomfortable about me moving on to something new and something different. And I feel all that kind of stuff coming up back again.
You know, Lynn, this is a perfect description of my newsletter in June in particular, because what were the emphasis, and I've said this on this show and on several other shows, that throughout the month of this year, and it's really people started feeling it in the end of May, it's all about our relationships, all of our relationships. Some people go right to personal relationships, but it doesn't only mean personal relationships. It's bottom line is our relationships with ourselves, and are we in balance, and are we, do we feel worthy that we can be step out of these relationships that could just have served its purpose, has done its, you know, done its cycle, and then it's time and done and over with? Or are we getting in these off-balance relationships where we stay in because of sense of obligation and all this other stuff? And we're not here to stay in those kind of relationships. That's going into the you complete me partnership instead of the I'm complete. And especially one thing that I've noticed, and at first it surprised me, but many, many people talk about it, when it's like the misery likes company table, when one person is shifting and leaving out of this dynamic that literally is an energy grid and pattern, and they go to another one, and especially if they get excited about it and they get passionate about it and your energy is like beeping and just like your heart is like pulsing at this rate of excitement, right? Following passion, following excitement. If people aren't feeling it in their own life, you're reflecting that passion, and then it acts like a mirror and it amplifies and any of their stuff that they're not happy with. It's like where they could be feeling restricted, and so they energetically want you to turn down your light, get that mirror out of their way. So a lot of times that pattern does repeat. It's, I call it the misery likes company table, where people like to sit in that dynamic. And it doesn't have to be completely miserable. A lot of times family members, they're sitting around, and one child talks about hopes and dreams and what they're going to do, and then a parent kind of pops their balloons of their desires because the parent thinks that they're being safe for the child, or they want to be realistic. But meanwhile, energetically, they're like popping the desires, and if the child doesn't have a core strength energy, they can stay in that misery loves table, that table, right? So think of it, especially because you said keywords. This is a pattern, right? This is something that you've noticed, that you are going for what this mantra my guides showed me or told me last year of what feels light for you is right for you. So what feels light for Lynn, what gets you excited, what makes you feel passionate, what makes you feel, again, excitement in that something that you love, and it stretches you when you get all happy when you're doing it, is light and right for you. And that doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it's not light and other people aren't happy about it. It's about you following that light, and it's not selfish. The more all of us, each and every single one of us, are holding and following our passion and really getting excited about it, we're literally putting out more symmetry within the earth grids. We're putting out more peace in the earth grids versus toxicity when we stay in those misery-like company jobs. So it's like you're doing the thing of not getting involved, especially when people want to pull us in into the dramas and the traumas of it and get us charged up, because that's what people do. It's like when I was talking to Tony about the hooks and cords when you get out of a relationship, and it doesn't have to be a personal relationship like a divorce. We are talking to each other and connecting with each other all the time, and it looks like cords when you look at, see everything as tubes and balls, and that's how energetically our highest form is. We're a lot of tubes and balls and interconnected. So when the tubes have that pattern that is asymmetrical and there's a pulling and then hooks appear, then that means that it's not balanced, right? And so think of it in the bigger picture. This is your son is graduating, but you're graduating. It's like you're graduating out of this pattern and having, because I see the teacher standing, half of her body is in the doorway of you moving ahead. And people can do this unconsciously. It doesn't matter if it's unconscious or conscious. This is about you saying, you know what, I'm moving ahead regardless, and it's nothing personal. And so it's like no reaction, no mind, no opinion, and people can want us to do energetic patty cake. And then if they're getting a charge from it, they're a little energetically getting fed. So it's like saying, you know what, I'm not diving into that patty cake posture. So then it means that you have to explain your life to other people, which you don't. And so it's like a real graduation for you. And it even goes back to a life theme, because you're showing me on the left side of your second chakra, I see you popping out between 2.5 to 4.5 years old. And I review the lady's lineage, your mom's lineage and grandmother's lineage, and messages that you were taught by the time you were 2 to 4 years old, because your whole energy is bending over to that side. And you got that strong message of serve everybody else before you serve yourself. And you have the natural energy field of a natural teacher, helper, healer anyway. And so you have that natural thing of bending forward and wanting to help people first. And so part of your whole theme, it goes into self-care is not selfish, and I need to help and feed myself as much as I help and feed other people physically, mentally, emotionally, and that will bring much more balance in. So your son is graduating, you're graduating, and think of it as you're wearing, I just saw this like symbolic like a bubble of protection around you to be able to close off the relationship and just move on and stay out of any kind of hooking in conversations, because this year in particular with the whole relationship thing, a lot of people are trying to pull us into dynamics of, like, I call it the energetic patty cake, you know what I mean? I had this one friend that we were having a conversation and she was hanging on line. She's like, well, wait 1 minute, wait, what about this or what about this? And energetically, she was trying to get her hand around my energetic throat and just kind of be in a corner. So I had to kind of turn the conversation around and hang up, because it was just old dynamics, right? So this is all about your throat chakra, your second chakra. You're doing the rebirthing process, graduating and doing your own thing, and just really saying thank you energetically for the lessons that she gave her and you, and that you are going beyond the lesson, that now you're stepping more into the teacher role, and that I do see a hammer over in her head on your head, so she can like to hammer you into the teacher student position, but you have to grow on her rate. And so when anybody can grow beyond her rate, she kind of energetically corners them. So, and you're sensitive enough where you could feel that cornering kind of energy, and that goes back to the whole theme of self-worth, self-esteem, self-care is not selfish. And it has the big title is self-worth issues. It's right to life issues. So you came in here to learn right to life theme, and that's what you're claiming right now. So it's a real big graduation. And when I flip you around sideways, you energetically look 7 to 9 months pregnant. And so when I see that, that emphasis is over the next 2 days, the next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, there's a real rebirthing of the new Lynn, or I want to say the real Lynn, the natural Lynn, the Lynn that feels totally connected to God, source, creator, and feels that support, that energetic support that allows you to keep your arms wide open. And so there's literally a real rebirthing process. And I also encourage you to do grounding exercises, because when I'm looking at your grounding cord, it's a little frayed on the on the left side, there's like a tube that goes over. And so when people are going through these kind of experiences, they could get, especially when they're sensitive and empathic like yourself, you can feel a little fried electrically. And when I see a lot of electrical fry, that means to me egos are getting involved. And so, and I see, again, it's more on the teacher side of control, power, and dominance. And so sometimes people could get in that position. So this is about freeing yourself from that and moving beyond. Okay?
Thank you so much,
You're
Carrie.
Welcome.
Really
You're welcome.
You.
You're welcome. And I just saw a great big eagle behind you, and I don't know if there's eagles there because I saw them up in the mountains, or it looked like a big hill in a mountain, and I saw the eagle flight. And I remember hearing the story of the eagles that they go through when they're in their 40s or 50s because they live to their 70s or 80s. They go in the mountain, and they literally pull off all their feathers, and they beat their beaks on a rock to get a new beak, and so they go through this like 7-year process of rebirthing themselves, and it's painful. They pull out all the feathers and stuff, and so think of it: you're getting your eagle going off the hill is you. You're getting this eagle strength, and that eagle is allows us to be in this world and not of it, to take flight when anything is off, symmetrically off or off balance. So that's a very good thing. So keep up the good work. Pay attention to seeing the word eagle. I'd even take hawks, eagles, and just remember the eagle is a message from spirit, your higher self, to take that flight and just feel the band of the eagles opening up your whole heart, chest area, and breathing and all of that kind of stuff. Breath, good breath, new breath. All righty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, Lynn. All righty? All right, we're going to another commercial, and we got open phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And Benny, speaking of those open phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds good, and 1-800-930-2819 is the number here at the Carol Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, and we now have Abby calling in from Seattle. She's going with some financial situations with her younger brother. Just wants to know where it's going to go from here. We'll have Abby kind of explain a little further in detail. So, Abby, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, Carrie. My younger brother is going through some financial situation. He needed a large loan, and I have decided to provide that for him. I'm just kind of wondering where that's going, and if it's the right. Hopefully, it was the right move to give it to him.
All right, you a large loan that you did give to him. So what I'm looking at is that when I look at your brother's energy field, he's all tightened up. It looks like almost take a dish rag and just keep on twisting and twisting and twisting and twisting. And so his energy field, his whole core is all twisted up, and he's bending all over to the right side. And so that's like worrying about the future, that kind of deal. As far as paying back, when I look into his energy field and say, you know, will you pay her back, he has every intention on paying back. What he's twisted up in is the time period, right? And so he's not one to where some people do loans with family members and then they just feel they're entitled and they take off and they don't pay back. So he's not holding that energy pattern, right? If anything, he would be really one that would lose sleep over not being able to pay you back. So I wouldn't worry about that aspect of it right now. The time period could be a period where what is October for him? What's significant in October? Anything significant like birthday or any kind of anniversary for him in October?
I don't know exactly. I'm not sure what his anniversary is, but his birthday's in June.
Okay, all right, because I'm looking at October this year, 2011. I'm watching these great big doors that seem like they're locked, and it almost looks like I'm seeing the analogy, not almost. This is a literal analogy of Jack and the Beanstalk, where your brother is Jack, where he's climbing up the Beanstalk, which could feel like I'm doing impossible feats right now. And just think of that whole story of he had to sell his last money to get coins to hopefully get more cows, or he was taking the risk of not getting the cows and getting the coins. And so he's climbing up, and then he's standing in front of these great big doors that looks intimidating. Think about that job, employment, or money things, right? Then when I look in October, all of a sudden those doors turn gold, and all of a sudden they open up, and they open up, and it's like it starts as with it like a creak, 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 and then all of a sudden they open up. So that's a good symbol. So that's where he could feel like he's, again, stretched. He could feel energetically stretched, literally stretched in that. But he's willing to climb, where some people sit back. They kind of energetically put their feet up and say, oh, well, humdrum, this is the way the situation is. He's not doing that at all. He's doing the thing of anything that I have to do to be able to get out of this situation. And, again, those doors represent something that can feel intimidating, or him never believing in his life that he could have to be in the situation of being dependent on other people. And but the whole theme and the analogy, remember, of Jack and the Beanstalk is that he ends up getting the gold coins. And so out of all the trillions of things of informational symbolic language that he's giving me, he picks that one story for his energy body to talk about. So bottom line, when it gets to September, October of this year, the doors start opening, and that doors are good because, remember, there's a whole bunch of gold coins in there. And even though he might have to, monster could be, or that big guy can appear to be something intimidating, so he might have to go through some jumps and leaps, but he's able to go through them. So because I see him side-skirting them, and he's kind of got the attitude of, I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And that's when people, it's almost energetically hitting bottom, and so the only way they could go is up, or he has got the energetic flexibility to be willing to do things outside of the box. All of those things are really good signs, you know what I mean? That he's not some people get so locked in and they say, this is the way I have to get money back and it has to be this way. And they energetically, their energy field looks like it collapsed and it's like kind of like my way, the highway kind of energy. And then it doesn't have energetic flexibility. And energetically, when you look at it to having things come back and having flow, it blocks things out for the infinite possibilities and potentials of how things could come through. And so he is definitely looking a lot more energetically open and not having that closed down energy field. And you said he was married?
Yes.
Okay, because I do see that there's a part of his energy of his wife is kind of pulling down on his left side of his energy field. She's pulling on his ear. It's kind of interesting. Does she talk a lot or talk to him, or what's the deal with that?
They have really good communication.
Okay.
They talk about everything.
All right.
She has not been working and is looking to get into work to help them get out of this financial situation for the first time.
Okay, that could be it. Because I see her pulling on his ear. His ear is looking bigger, and that could even be, and he's bending down. So part of him could have been resistant to have her go to the workforce, blah, 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 and now that she is, he could, the bigger ear means I'm listening more, you know what I mean, or not wanting her to do that aspect, or that could have not been part of their deal when they got married, you know, and so he's opening up to that possibility. So that is definitely, I'm seeing that happening, and that she could be really, you know, saying, hey, it's all right for me to do this, blah, blah, blah. And so that's a good thing, because, again, the bigger the ear, that means opening up his energetic ears to different information, and that means more flexibility and feeling her support, because I see her bend down, and she does have a calming effect on him, because I see this iron that he irons out her energy field. So that's the positive thing as far as feeling a sense of things will get ironed out. So on the bottom line, it could be that he does he get stomach stuff? Does he get like acid reflux and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because I would really encourage him to make sure he takes care of it, even if the slippery elm is really good for that. If he's on Prolosec or any of those kind of things, those stomach things, you want to watch those, taking that long term, because they actually could have a side effect where your body's not making its own natural stuff. And so I know slippery elm is a really good thing for coating the stomach, and that there's baking soda with water and lemon for taste acts like those Prolosec things. So I just have them be mindful of that, because again, I'm watching the GERG, and it looks like almost like a hiatal hernia. That could be more down the road. I wouldn't kind of throw that on him now, but just making sure that he takes care of that as far as the acid reflux GERG kind of deal, and that there is natural stuff out there, because I'm just watching him with the whole thing of Tums, and he's taking like eating him by the handfuls. And part of that's more energetic, like the gall, because the bottom line, he really feels like betrayed. There's some people like betrayed by the universe, betrayed by the universal energies, or the just the circumstances of his situation right now. And so when he turns around the betrayal and has it work for him, and take it into like a passion instead of feeling like putting our hands up to the heavens, and not that he's in that posture all the time, but it's the little boy in him that's like not having any of the circumstances in his plan and of life. And some people can just kind of go with the flow, that other people feel hopeless, but he's got like a fighter energy, you know. And so we just want to cool his fires there, and that's where I see the wife comes in, and she kind of evens him out or irons him out, and is able to cool him down. But I would tell him to take something natural for the stomach stuff and to pay attention to that. And again, I'm not saying cancer or anything like that. It's just part of his body reacting, because he's all tied up. And I'd also encourage him to do whole different acupuncture points on his head, especially around his temples, and learn simple energy techniques, tap in his thymus to be able to get himself really balanced there, because we are energetic beings, and especially he's got a lot of yellow in his energy field, and yellow people, when they feel restricted, they can feel burnt out. And so we want him to be able to move his energy around to be able to work with that yellow, which is passion, which is fire, which is people that can really get themselves out of situations where they really feel restricted. So it's working with it, and now is the time. I just saw a grandfather come in and saying that, and it looks on the paternal side, that could be a guide, actually could even be his great-grandfather, that is really emphasizing that he's here to, as like a flashlight over your brother's head, to guide him, to help support him, and now is the time for him to do some self-care stuff because he's out of this restrictive thing. Then I see these beans turning into, again, the gold coins, which is about growth through this period, which is a good thing. Then it's interesting because then he starts kind of like eating the beans, and so that's like really watching nutrients and really think of he's in the process of digesting some things that are going to be making him feel like getting the gall out. The gall is the little boy that feels betrayed, you know what I mean? And so instead of looking where I see him guzzling Mylanta in Tums, he's like taking in the beans mean I accept the situation and I will find growth and positive experience even though I might not like it. I'm not going to have it be the thing that brings me down where some people get really bitter and it's a story that they tell the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren of the, you know, of the situation. He has an opportunity to turn it into growth where people turn it as a catalyst to make it be where it's the victorious story, and then again go back to Jack and John and the Beanstalk where he ended up coming home and bringing the gold coins and having more money and security than he ever could have thought he could have had because he took the risk. And so it is about risk-taking in a sense of going beyond our limitations of our mind and our emotions.